Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty work.
Well, I'm actually calling for dirty work.
I got a request for Dirty Work Wednesday for you.
Can y'all do some dirty work?
It's Dirty Work Wednesday. Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Samantha.
Hey, Samantha, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I'm in a relationship, or I guess it's sort of a relationship with this guy, Justin. We met a couple years ago at work. We both worked at the same Pizza Hut, but neither of us work there anymore. I don't know, it's just a part-time job.
Okay.
Anyways, we started out as friends. Then we both kind of realized neither of us were with anybody, so that became friends with benefits. Then he got a girlfriend, so it was just friends again for a little while. And then they broke up, so we started dating.
Wow, so it sounds like you guys have fulfilled every check on the wheel of relationships then. So what are you now?
Well, that's complicated. So we've sort of been dating lately, and I thought things were finally going in the right direction. And then I find out from somebody else that he started dating this other girl. So we got into like this huge fight, and I'm like, what the hell are we even doing?
Yeah, what the hell are you doing? Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions. Where do you want this to go? You said it was going in the right direction. What is your hope here? Do you that you end up together?
I would like that if he would, yes.
Have either of you told the other person I love you?
We have. We say that to each other all the time.
Oh. Okay, so what's the problem then?
That's what I want to know.
Okay, so speaking as a former single dude who dated a few ladies in my day, I could tell you from a guy's perspective what is probably going on. You may be, to him, a safety plan, or rather, like, I hate to use this term in front of you, but a backup plan. Like, you may be the girl he keeps around in case he never meets someone better.
A back burner.
Okay, well, that's not what I want to be.
No, and you shouldn't have to be. Like, have you given him any kind of ultimatum? Like, have you said, look, I'm not going to be around forever, or if you can't appreciate me, somebody else will?
I mean, we've had this argument time and time again.
Okay, and what does he say?
He says stuff like, you know, I love you. I don't understand why you need to know right now. We're only 25 years old. I don't know why you put so much pressure on me. Blah, blah, blah.
And to be fair, not every guy knows at age 25 who they want to spend the rest of their lives
with. Yeah, but that's also kind of a cop-out. I mean, she's not saying you need to put a ring on it and marry me before next year or anything like that. I mean, at least I don't think you're saying it like that, are you?
No, but to be in a relationship with each other that is exclusive to each other would be a nice start.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just want to be in a relationship, but he doesn't.
No, that's just it. He tells me he does, but then he says stuff like, just give me time to figure things out. It's like he always says something that makes me stay with him.
Okay, so what you want to know is this guy actually serious about you or not, once and for all?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll make this really easy on you. We'll call him up and tell him, like I'll talk to him and be like, hey, you don't know me, but I'm a friend of so-and-so's, and I'm seriously into Samantha, but they told me maybe I should make sure you guys weren't together before I ask her out. So that way, what you'll get to hear is how he describes your relationship when he doesn't think you're around, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to need from you is I'm going to need the name of one of his friends. Now, this should not be his best friend or even like a good friend. It should be somebody that he sees every once in a while and is cool with. Sort of like maybe somebody he's friends with on Facebook, but not super tight with in real life.
Okay.
Because that's going to be like the so-and-so name that we're going to use when we call him. Now, I'm assuming when we call him, you want to stay on the line, correct?
I mean, I want to hear what he wants to say, so.
Okay. All right. So do me a favor. Give me that friend's name, whoever it is, real quick, and then we'll call up Justin when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Can I speak to Justin?
Yeah, this is Justin. How is this?
Hey, listen, man. Sorry about how weird this is. My name is Bob Ritchie. I'm actually a friend of Chris. That's how I got your number.
All right. What can I do for you, bro?
So I think I may have accidentally screwed something up, and I wanted to personally call you to clear up what happened. So, all right, I was at Busch Gardens this past weekend at Hollow Scream, and a bunch of us were, like, just waiting in line, and the line was kind of long, you know, because this is a weekend. So I'm talking to people, and I start talking to this girl who I saw in line, and we're talking, and she's really cool and stuff. So I ask her if we should take, like, a group selfie in case we all don't come out of the haunted house alive, you know? So I sent the picture to Chris. And I'm like, the girl behind me, I think I just found my next girlfriend. And he wrote me back, actually, that's my buddy Justin's girlfriend. So I just wanted to say, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. If I did, I never would have said that.
First of all, I don't have a girlfriend, so don't worry about that.
Oh.
And second, who is this girl? Like, did you get a name or something? Or?
Yeah, she said it was Samantha.
It's not my girlfriend, bro.
That's not your girlfriend. Okay, cool. All right, well, I feel way better now. Like, I was like, I need to ask this girl out ASAP. And Chris was like, you might want to call and apologize to your boyfriend. That's how I got your number.
Yeah, no. She's a friend. That's not my girlfriend, though.
Okay, so you don't care if I try to ask her out then?
Nah, man. Nah, go ahead. She's a great person. I mean, you know, I've known her for a long time. She's cool.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Is there anything I need to know about her before I ask her out?
I mean, like, just, you know, just, like, be careful about getting too serious with her. She's kind of a clinger, I'll say that.
A clinger?
Yeah, like, you know, you always tell people, like, you know, there's a reason why they call, like, those little dryer sheets bounce. Because, you know, whenever a girl gets real clingy, that's what I want to do. Like, she's definitely one of those.
Hold on a second. So I'm the one who's clingy? I'm the one who was all, don't give up on me, I'm maturing, I'm growing. What a load of bullshit, Justin. So I was just some sort of backup plan to you? Is that all I'm supposed to be? Some girl who sits around and waits for you until you finally pull your head out of your ass long enough to realize I'm the best thing that ever happened to you?
So, what the hell is this?
This is your clinger friend telling you that you just lost the best thing that ever happened to you because I'm sick and tired of waiting, Justin. Oh, and also, it might assist you to know that I'm over 2 weeks late. So, perfect timing as usual.
Okay. All right. Is he still there? He's gone too. Did she say, what did she just say?
Something about being 2 weeks
late.
2 weeks late.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard too. Hang on a second. Let me rewind it a little bit. Oh, man. She didn't tell me that. She never once mentioned that. Hang on a second. I'm going to rewind it for a second. All right.
Best thing that ever happened to you because I'm sick and tired of f***ing waiting, Justin. Oh, and also, it might assist you to know that I'm over 2 weeks late. So, perfect timing as usual.
I'm over 2 weeks late.
Wow.
Okay. She never even said anything about
that. I'm speechless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.